Welcome to The Battle, part of the Super Awesome Knicks Podcast Network. I'm Matt Sidholm, and this season, Jen Tully and I will try to determine the winner of the 80s movie soundtrack song battle. We've got 16 songs competing every episode. We will have one battle, and in episode 15, we will crown a champion. We've got three categories that we rate these songs on. One is songwriting. How does this thing sound? What do we think of the lyrics? Number two is critical reception. Do people like this song? What did the critics think about it? Did it win any awards? Finally, cultural significance. Do people still know this song? Do people still like this song? Do people remember the movie, et cetera, et cetera? This week, it's the montage division final. It is top-seeded Eye of the Tiger by Survivor from Rocky III, taking on 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton from the movie of the same name, 9 to 5. So, Jen, let's start with songwriting, okay? 9 to 5 and Eye of the Tiger. What are your thoughts here?
I say this every round, I feel like, but this one's really, really hard. So this is what I had to do.
Okay.
I had to take a little bit of a different approach here, right? And I had to look at who wrote each song and sort of how prolific they were as songwriters.
Okay.
So I came at it a little differently for this round. So this is an interesting pairing because 9 to 5 was written by Dolly Parton. It's her song. So in 1980, this is early 80s, we have a strong female songwriter, which I love. And not only was she writing this song in her own music, but she was writing hits for everyone from, you know, Merle Haggard to Kenny Rogers to Tina Turner back in the day. Like, she definitely is a prolific songwriter, and this song is one of the many hits that she wrote. So I feel like there has to be some weight given to Dolly for not only writing the song, but also being a female songwriter in the 80s who was as prolific as she was. Now, the flip side of this is that Eye of the Tiger was also written by two of the members of the band Survivor. So even though they were maybe not as prolific, guitarist Frankie Sullivan and then the keyboardist Jim Petterick wrote Eye of the Tiger. And Jim Petterick actually wrote some songs for 38 Special. He wrote some songs for Sammy Hagar, wrote a song for the Beach Boys, a less popular hit called That's Why God Made the Radio. But still, he was writing, doing some stuff, you know, not as famous maybe as like Kentucky Gambler by Merle Haggard or I Will Always Love You, you know, which Whitney made famous, that was a Dolly song. But still, like Caught Up in You by 38 Special.
Oh, that's okay.
That's a good song.
Yes. I mean, they're still getting checks in the mail every year from the streaming services, right? These guys are still making money. They've made a lot of music. But yeah, that's an interesting approach. But yeah, I think you can safely say, based on that, you know, Dolly was definitely the more successful songwriter over time. And, you know, honestly, just looking at these kind of like for like, I do think that, you know, there's a more universality to the lyrics in 9 to 5. Like, people kind of relate to that. She lays out such a perfect picture of someone's life, right? And it's a life a lot of people still lead today. So, I think there's something to that. Whereas, I mean, I love Eye of the Tiger, but you know, you're rising up back on the streets. Like, some people are like, well, no, I'm just kind of right. I'm just getting up late. I just hit the snooze button too many times, you know?
Exactly. My alarm didn't go off. Right. There's some traffic on the 405, whatever, you know, like it's I-35 in our case, but like, yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that, just again, given the prolificness and the other thing I'll say about songwriting, and maybe this bleeds a little into our third category or into our, like cultural significance. But I also think that if we're thinking about these songs as they relate to the movie, both songs run at the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. 9 to 5 is opening credits, and Eye of the Tiger comes right after you sort of see the ending of Rocky 2. They show you that ending again, which is interesting. When I was rewatching Rocky 3, I'm like, interesting choice. They're running the exact last 3 minutes of the movie before it to kind of set it up. But both songs do a great job serving as like prologue for the movie that you're going to get, right? Like 9 to 5, if you listen to the lyrics, it sets up, you know, you're going to get this working class, probably female-led story. Same thing as you're going into Eye of the Tiger and Rocky III, you get this like montage of, you know, Rocky kind of winning and getting famous, and Clubber Lang, famously portrayed by Mr. T, getting like hungrier and hungrier to like fight Rocky. So like you get the setup both. So I think both songs were used really well, like from a songwriting perspective. The lyrics really do kind of serve as prologue for what you're going to get in both films. So that was really equal for me too on that songwriting
great point.
Category.
Yeah, great point. I think it's a little bit of a toss up there, but I think overall, I feel like we're leaning towards 9 to 5 winning this category.
I think so.
Okay, so let's go to critical reception. Now we touched on this before, but I'll just run it down for everybody again. Eye of the Tiger, number one for 6 weeks, total of 15 weeks in the top 10. Won a Grammy, but not for its association with the movie. 9 to 5, nominated for an Oscar and 4 Grammy Awards, winning 2 of them. Again, the Grammy Awards, not necessarily for the movie. Hit number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100, very unusual for a country song at that point in time. Country and adult contemporary charts, it also hit the top of those charts. And interestingly enough, the only solo song by Dolly Parton to hit number 1 on the Hot 100. So they're both, both received some accolades. Both were very well received, clearly. But obviously, 9 to 5 seemed to have won a few more awards. But overall, what do we think critics really thought of these songs?
Yeah, I think that this one's pretty neck and neck also. But I also believe I would edge 9 to 5 out slightly on this one too, because of its crossover success. Like now I think we see so many artists, you know, we've seen Shania Twain crossover. We've seen Taylor Swift crossover. We've seen lots of artists kind of crossover and the chart lines get blurrier. But back in the day, you didn't see that a lot. And so I think the fact that Dolly was able to pull off not only a country hit and awards in the country space with this, but that she also pulled off an AC and an adult contemporary hit too, that kind of edges this one out a little bit for me, just the crossover success that the song experienced.
I would agree, yeah. And again, not a, you know, part of a movie that maybe is, it's universal, and I think a ton of people have seen it, but like Rocky was such a phenomenon, right? And so for her to come out of this movie that's really about women's empowerment in 1980, right, 40 plus years ago, I think, yeah, clearly the song had to stand out that much more. And so, yeah, I give it the edge too. So first two categories here, I feel like are going to 9 to 5. Now here's where
it's
it gets really
surprising.
I know it is surprising, right? When you break it down, look, that's why we do these battles. That's why we talk it out, right? So now we get to the final category, and this is the one where I probably have the strongest feelings, maybe one way over the other, but cultural significance, right? I feel like Eye of the Tiger is still everywhere. And if I come across 9 to 5, it is few and far between. And I get real excited because I love this song, right? But just as far as cultural significance from then till now, I just feel like Eye of the Tiger has been everywhere. But tell me if I'm wrong, Jen.
No, I think you're right about Eye of the Tiger definitely being more present still in popular culture. And that's kind of how I tend to think of this, is from like a like definitely cultural significance and like the quality of the film, but also and the movie's relevance, but also the song's relevance. And that's where I struggle too, right? I think the movie 9 to 5 and, you know, by way of that, the song still have cultural relevance in terms of like causes that we're still fighting for today. Whereas, I mean, Rocky has that theme of like, always pick yourself up, especially in Rocky III, like, don't get too big for your britches, or right. Mr. T is going to come and beat you up. you know, like you still have some of that. But I also feel like from a, like, even though Eye of the Tiger is the song, we hear that more than 9 to 5. I don't know. I feel like from a cultural significance standpoint, 9 to 5 might be a movie that kind of says a little bit more culturally today than Eye of the Tiger or Rocky. And I know last time we battled about this too, about how many people had seen 9 to 5 versus Rocky. And I would say if we were talking about Rocky 1, way more people, but I'm like, did a lot of people follow it into 3 and 4? I did. But
yeah, that's a great point. Like, I think, You're absolutely right. There's definitely more cultural significance to the movie 9 to 5 in the sense that it's still relevant today, right? But I do think that there's this through line with the song Eye of the Tiger and even the Rocky movies where, you know, Eye of the Tiger may not even be associated directly with Rocky 3. It's just like the right. Rocky movies. And you're right. I do think, you know, there's Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, people have not seen as much. Rocky IV is, I think more people have seen Rocky IV maybe than some of the others, right?
Yeah.
That's still a really popular movie, I think. But then, like, you get later, I mean, there were a couple more Rocky movies after that. You have the Creed movies. So it's like, just as far as people knowing Rocky and then knowing this song, I think this is kind of everywhere in that sense. But you're right. Does it tell the story that 9 to 5 does? Not even close, right? Like, so from like an impact standpoint, I would agree with you there that like, but that's just it. It's like when I look around and when I think about, okay, you know, we talk about the younger people, but like younger people now, what have they heard? What have they listened to? It's like, there's like 3,000 high schools and colleges across the country that are nicknamed Tigers. And what song is their band playing, right? They're playing Eye of the Tiger. And so they know this. And so that's where it's like, I give the edge more to Eye of the Tiger. Now, even if, right, you're not necessarily tying it back specifically to Rocky III, I just don't know if there's enough people out there that still know 9 to 5, even though, hey, folks, you're going to go and listen to this song. And if it's the first time you've heard it, you're like, why haven't I heard this song a million times? Because it's such a great song.
And I think I'm leaning more to your side because you know what I didn't consider are the Creed movies. And those are great movies and they're still part of the Rocky universe. And I think they are still really culturally relevant. I think they are significant. And so I wasn't factoring in the Creed franchise, which I think you have to. If you're talking about Rocky as a franchise and this song, I think you've got to factor in the Creed series. So yeah, I think in terms of relevance, I think you're right. I think Eye of the Tiger from a cultural standpoint is going to win. Going to win there.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's also a phrase. Like if I say to you, like, Matt, Eye of the Tiger, like, you know what I mean, right? Like you're going to get crazy.
Yeah.
You're going to get, like, you're going to turn it up to 11 for me. Like, you know what I mean.
Like, you actually say that to me right before we turn on the mics. Like you're usually like, hey, come
I do
on.
Every time.
Eye of the Tiger. And I'm like, all right, I got it.
I need you to bring it.
Okay.
Bring it. It's intense. It's the battle, Matt.
Yeah, people may not know you're the intense one between the two of us.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I think you're right. That is still a phrase people can use, even if they don't fully understand it. Again, it kind of alerts people to, even if they don't know this song or the context, I think, again, it kind of fires people up. Whereas, again, 9 to 5, I mean, great song, but I don't know. I feel like it's a win in this category for Eye of the Tiger. And for me, it's such a win that I'm going to advance Eye of the Tiger to the semifinals. What do you think?
Sadly, I'm gonna agree with you because I really was like, I felt like 9 to 5 surprised me in those first two categories. I really did. I was looking for Eye of the Tiger to sweep this, quite honestly. And I think that based on cultural significance, I think you're right. I do. I think it has to go. I think it has to go to Eye of the Tiger, sadly.
Well, there you go. Heck of a run by 9 to 5. Dolly Parton's still out there performing. Okay. Halftime of the Cowboys Thanksgiving game. Look for her there. And she's just got a new album out as well. So still churning out hits. Survivor, not so much. But nevertheless, they're going to survive this matchup and advance to the semifinals to take on In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. Of course, the movie Say Anything. So join us for that semifinal matchup and our other semifinal matchup. We are getting down to it. Final 4 time at the battle. Stay tuned. Follow everything at Super Awesome Mix. And we'll be back next week to decide the winner of the 80s movie soundtrack battle.